is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Amnesty International and Greenpeace have accused India of launching a smear campaign among NGOs, activists, and journalists critical of the government. India's crackdown by the Home Ministry has cut off their bank accounts and forced Amnesty to shed nearly 70 employees, with many senior leaders now working on a voluntary basis. Greenpeace India has also been targeted for investigation by authorities in past weeks and could leave the country altogether. Activists say it is an extension of a wider campaign against human rights groups in India that has seen nearly 20,000 local NGOs deregistered since 2014. The consultancy McKinsey & Company has big problems in a Houston bankruptcy court. The fight hinges on whether McKinsey or its clients have hidden interest, self-interest, in a bankrupt coal company that the firm had been advising, a practice prohibited by federal laws meant to ensure that one insider can't effectively cut itself or its friends a great deal at the expense of others. Uniform Military Code of Conduct, going into effect in 2019, deletes the regulation that authorized ship commanders in the Navy to confine low-ranking sailors on diminished rations, bread and water, for up to 3 days at a time. Researchers have found that most Americans give up data for relevant ads not because of convenience but resignation. Rather than participating in a rational exchange, consumers are giving up their personal information with a feeling of futility. American fingerprints are all over the air war in Yemen, where errant strikes by the Saudi-led coalition have killed more than 4,600 civilians, according to a monitoring group. Pilots are trained by the U.S., planes are serviced by U.S. mechanics, the tech is totally USA. U.S. soldiers advise on tactics to prevent more civilian killing, plus we sell the armaments. Many Russians are now required to produce a certificate of sanity to sell property that they have no history of mental illness. The certificate, which must be signed and stamped by a doctor, is a legal defense against a pervasive problem in Moscow real estate deals, rampant fraud, and weak courts. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.